afternoon. If you're willing to accept Christ, I want you to stand in testimony and baptism of your faith in Jesus Christ. So we got on the other side. He walked off the boat. We went to the Mount of Beatitudes where Jesus delivered the Sermon on the Mount. We gathered on the side of that hillside. I spoke of Christ again in those Beatitudes, what it means to follow Christ. We bowed our heads. I said, if anybody here wants to receive Jesus as your Savior, just hold up your hand right now. And that fellow just raised his hand right up. Accepted Jesus right there. What a place to get saved. On the Mount of Beatitudes. And I took him down about an hour later into the chilly Jordan. And I do mean chilly in December. And we baptized him. And he came up out of that water a brand new man, having trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And the point of that story is, here's a guy hardened in his religion, separated from God, a North Dallas culturized religionist, but the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Anyone and everyone, I don't care who they are. I've been preaching the same message at Cross Plains, at Hobart, Oklahoma, at Duncan, Oklahoma, in Palm Beach, Florida, in North Dallas, Texas. It's the same message of the gospel, and the gospel works. It's not true because it works. It works because it's true. And it's the power of God unto salvation. I love that old story of that fellow who was selling vacuum cleaners. He went up in the hills out here somewhere selling those vacuum cleaners. He walked into a house. He said, "Lady, I got to show you this vacuum cleaner." He got some. He pulled out a bag of just filth and dirt and poured it all over the rug on her living room floor. He said, "If this vacuum cleaner won't suck up every particle of dirt on this floor, if it won't clean this floor up, spick and span, lady, I promise you, I'll lick up that dirt with my own tongue with a spoon." She said, "Well, you better start licking then, because this house ain't got no electricity." Now, it's bad when your product won't work. But we don't ever have to worry about that when it comes to the gospel. We're not ashamed. We're confident. Let our faith be stretched. D.L. Moody once heard a man say, "The world is yet to see what God could do with a man that was totally yielded to him." Moody said, "By God's grace, I'll be that man." I said to our church, "I believe the world is yet to see a church that was totally and completely yielded to him, perhaps since the first century." And I want us to pray and say, "Lord, let us be that church." Because God is able. Not just that he's able, but he's able to do exceeding. And not just exceeding, but exceeding abundantly. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Isn't it amazing when you read the scriptures? It's never just love. It's eternal love. It's not just grace. It's abundant grace. It's not joy. It is indescribable joy. It's not just peace. It's the peace that passes understanding. It's always over and above and beyond. So stretch your faith. And believe and trust in a God who can use me. And I'm not saying it with false piety or any kind of a spiritual pride, but I'm telling you honestly, if God can use me, he can use anything. And if God can use you, he can use anything. If God can use anything, he can use you. We just get usable. God will use us. Our faith must be stretched. Our focus must be steadfast, and our future secured. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the hope, the glory, the working of God that is in us, to him be glory in the church throughout all ages, world without end. Fix your faith, fix your focus, stretch your faith, and claim your future, because the praise is going to be forever. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright, shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
There you are.
Some of you are just beginning. But what you're doing and what you're about will be happening 10 billion years from now. You are investing your life in something eternal. You are leaving a legacy that will outlive you after we're all dead and gone. What you are about and what you are doing and will be doing with your life is going to last forever. We're destined for the throne. We're investing in the eternal. And the glory of God will be upon us through the years. And when we get to heaven, when we all get to heaven, our Lord is going to say, look, there's my church. There's my bride, beautiful and spotless and eternal. And that church, you, me, we, will be exhibit A of the grace and the glory of God. Don't feel sorry for the church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. Our future is secure. I preached down there. I close with this. I preached down there in West Palm Beach for 8 years. And when I got down there, they had a pulpit that was too big for me. I mean, it was just one of these big, this is a big pulpit, but this was a big pulpit. And you had to get up in it. And I like to move around a little bit when I preach, so I had to find me a pulpit that fit me. So I started looking around, and I found in a closet of that church on the third floor an old preaching rail. And I asked somebody about it. I said, oh, yeah, that's the original pulpit in the old tabernacle of the First Baptist Church of West Palm Beach. And it was beat up pretty bad. And I said, well, I like that. It's just my size. It was a preaching rail with a small platform. And we had it painted up and fixed up, and we brought it in. And later I found out the story of that pulpit. Years ago, in the early 1920s, that pulpit was in a large tabernacle. There was a tabernacle building of that church. And if you've not been to South Florida and West Palm Beach, this church is right on the intercoastal of the Atlantic Ocean. It's a beautiful church site. And this pulpit was in a tabernacle, an old tabernacle that was seated about 2,000 or 3,000 people. And then the hurricane hit South Florida, I believe in 1921, just a mammoth hurricane. Destroyed that tabernacle. The church buildings were decimated. Everything was gone, flat. The whole town was washed away with that hurricane. There was one thing standing in that church. It was that pulpit. And the old timer said, not only the pulpit, but open on that pulpit the Word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. And through the storms of the close of the 20th century and into the 21st century, let the winds blow. Let the storms come. Let the artillery of hell be leveled. God's church and God's Word and God's people will last forever. Our future is certain. So, claim your future. Fix. Focus your gaze upon God and stretch your faith, because He is able.
Amen.
You will notice on your program this morning that the back flap has the seminary hymn text to verses 1, 4, and 6. And we will sing those at this time, if you would stand, please.